I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it tucks right in there, and then this thing's going to kind of sit up above it.
The retaining wall is on his lot, though, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. As a matter of fact, the retaining wall, according to Dave, the retaining walls, he came in the property line a foot and then went with his retaining wall. So on both sides, supposedly, I haven't seen it myself, but I believe him. And then went straight up with the retaining walls.
Okay. Do you guys have any other questions? All right.
Okay. Thank you, man. Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody else who'd like to speak on behalf of this project?
I would.
Okay.
I'm David Sylvie. I'm one of the owners of the houses. If you don't mind, could you go to the picture that you show the all the houses together across the street?
Don't know that I did. Do I have a picture?
You had one from top. It was an aerial, like a drone.
Oh, an aerial.
Of houses across the street, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I saw it right there.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you very much. So I live here. This is Butch and Cindy Lang. This is Wendy and Michael Aldridge. They are close friends of ours. They have me speaking here on their behalf as well. Tom is correct. The farthest house up to the north won't really see much because the trees are taller. However, these three trees and part of this one, we sit here and look. That's our view of the lake is that angle. We built our home and the house next door. I'm actually a builder myself. For our permanent home, when we heard there was going to be a 20-foot building built on that. And by the way, if you go to the other picture where it shows the side view of that, if you don't mind, there's a side view that'll give you an idea, too. Okay, I'll keep going.
Right there.
There you go. So they're talking about 20 feet, but to get an RV to come into that, that's going to have to be raised some more. And I don't know if it's going to be 6 inches or a foot, but they're going to have to pour a slab, something to get it off that level a little higher. So we're probably talking at least 21 feet to get to the center peak, which is quite a bit over the trees. Michael and Wendy are actually in Atlanta right now. He works for Coca-Cola, but they're going to be moving back into their house in February, permanent. So it's a very big problem for us. We see a value depreciation that's going to hit us that none of us are happy about, and there's maybe nothing we can do about it. So there's two reasons I'm going to speak tonight. One is selfish, okay? My wife and I get up, we drink coffee, we watch the sunrise every morning, and we look right through this view. It's what we moved there for. We love it. It's going to really hit us pretty hard having a 20-foot metal building right in our view. If she came, she's a little brunette, about 110 pounds. She's way meaner than I am, so I'm glad she didn't come. But my point in that is that's the selfish reason, okay, for me and my two neighbors. The other side of it is more, I would call it structural. Are you guys aware of what happened on this property a couple of years ago with the wall blown out? Okay, we were living there at the time. The back wall of that property blew out down into the trees on Corland from water that pumps in there. Basically, if you imagine that as a swimming pool and you saw how tall the walls are, it doesn't give it justice. I'm guessing this back corner, I can't reach it, but not the very end, but where they stepped it up after the wall blew out. That stepped up piece right there is probably 12 feet high. Imagine that as an above-ground swimming pool, okay? There's nothing to keep that from going out, just the blocks themselves. And if you go back a couple, your pictures are better than some of mine. So go back to the ones where it shows down, and there's a roof on the left next to the house, right there. Okay, that's good. See those circles that look like a plate? When you set, by the way, I've done commercial construction for Springfield Builders in Springfield. I have built everything from million-dollar projects to into the $20 and $40 million for them. So I know concrete, I know footings, I know foundation, I know pre-stressed concrete, I know the blocks, I know retaining walls. I've done this a long time. I've built houses in Taney County, Stone County, Christian County, Nixa, Springfield, all of them. Those plates are all that keeps those from sliding. You've got about a quarter of an inch plate that fits in like Lego, but it's only about a quarter of an inch, okay? So what happens, if you go back to the picture of the house again, I'll try to keep this short, there's no way I got stuff to do. But here's the problem structurally. There you go. So when the water rains up the hill, there's a wedding venue up there called, what's that called? Blast Chapel or Blast House. The rain hits that ridge and starts coming down the hill, which is behind my house. It's up here. All that water sheds down, comes down. It comes between these houses, and it runs down these driveways. Some of it hits and goes across the driveway, and it'll even wash this out some. The rest of it goes down the street and right into the pool. I call it a swimming pool. So again, imagine this being 12 feet tall, water coming down and filling this thing with water. If we get an hour shower, this light, it's not a big deal. You got weight going in there, but then the weight dissipates and seeps out through the ceiling. But when we have an hour, 2 hour, 3 hour thunderstorm that we get some really heavy rain, 3 or 4 inches in an hour, it's bad. So bad, it actually washed part of our wall out right here one time. Anyway, so what happened a couple of years ago, by the way, I'll just pass these out. I brought five. Is that enough? Do you need one too?
No, I'm good.
I'll share mine with you.
Yeah.
So Michael, my neighbor, was out in the lake one day. I was gone. I was in Hollister. And he said he heard what sounded like an avalanche. It was trees crashing, everything falling over. That back wall blew out from hydraulic water pressure. You guys may have heard how that can tear up a lot of stuff, okay? When that water goes in, it may only move those blocks because of the weight and pressure added to the rocks. Rocks are already pushing against the wall, right? So that weight is added to it. If that block moved just a quarter of an inch or an eighth of an inch, the rocks settle in behind it and it stays out. And it keeps constantly, every time we get another thunderstorm, a lot of rain, that pressure comes in, pressure goes out. But it moves out, it doesn't recede because the rocks keep it out, right? So if you look closely, and I'm assuming, and I was there part of the time they were restructuring this and they set this new wall in and they completely refilled it. What you typically use, and that's called GeoGrid. GeoGrid is an engineered product that is a mat that lays back into the blocks and back into the gravel. So when you add weight behind it to fill, it helps hold that wall from scooting out. GeoGrid will not work in every stand. It just won't. If you look closely, in the second picture, I'm sorry, first picture. Yes, right here. See this right here? That GeoGrid, that black mat, would not hold the weight. This is not a standard site like you would typically use GeoGrid. That needs, completely stripped out, a footing down to solid ground, 12-inch concrete with what we call dead end or T-bars. They're big concrete pieces that would go about every 6 feet that would come back into the footing, into the middle, so when you put rock and weight on it, it can't go out. Right now, there's nothing hold that in but big nylon webbing. So the question is it going to happen again? Yes or no? It's going to happen again. Just when. Another thing, if you look, these are pictures I took. That was actually today. That's where the walls already start pushing out the corners and back. If you look at this one, see how much that's already moved out? That's probably 3 inches. You'll see this is the wall. This is the back wall. It's raised. It's bowed already. This front wall, if you go to this one, that house below, or not house, but that building below, that's Kirk Johnson. We call him Potato Man. He's on our dock. He used to be a partner in Odell's Hash Brown. Really good guy. But he built this. He built it low. It doesn't intrude on anybody's view. He built a full concrete footing, full concrete walls. He built it right. That structure right there will, in my opinion, will not hold a house or a building, metal building, even permanently. It needs to be stripped out, go clear to the ground, 12-inch walls with some T-bars or dead men in there to hold that thing together so it can hold water pressure. Last but not least, if you go to this, and you're welcome to have one of your city engineers or somebody check this, the width and the depth of the ground of the site and how much that swimming pool will hold, comes out to 1,083 cubic yards. Now, part of that number is rocks, right? But rocks are heavy, and rocks are still pushing against it. You take the 183 cubic yards times gallons of water that would fit into that. That's 8,101.4 gallons of water. Now, part of that's all rock, so we know it's not a true number, right? I'm not trying to blow smoke. I'm saying if that were a pool, a swimming pool, it would hold over 8,100 gallons of water. Okay? Now, you take that times 8 gallons, or eight pounds, 8.3 per gallon, that's 67,000 pounds of weight, whether it's rock or water. And sometimes that water comes in, expands it a little bit. Those little discs aren't going to hold it together much. It's going to move it an inch, a quarter of an inch at a time, and then the wall breaks in. If I were the builder on this, I'm not knocking Tom. If I were the builder on this, my recommendation is tear this out, put in a concrete wall, because if that wall fails, and if you look real close, even at your picture, see how this has been out already? Look at the line.
Hey David, I hate to cut you short, but I'm just going to give you a little time awareness.
It what?
I'm just giving you a little time awareness.
Okay. Yeah. All I'm saying is, this is eventually, with enough water coming in and pumping it, is going to be on Kirk building.
Okay.
Oh, one more point. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
One more quick point. If you go back to the picture you had of the variance they're asking for.
That one?
Yes, that's perfect. It's showing an 8 foot from that to the outside of the property line, right? If you remember, those concrete blocks are a little over 24 inches. They're actually about 30 inches. You can't even get a bobcat or backhoe around that because those blocks are already taken up some. And if you look out the stair step, you can't drive a bobcat over that or a backhoe. So there's no way to get in between Kurt's building and his if David Shaw built this building. And that's the north side. They're 5 feet, I think, on or something.
Five on the south, six on the north, yes.
Yeah, I think it's what now, five on the south?
It's right, yeah. Five on the south, six on the north.
And six on the north, okay. Okay, that's all we got, fellas.
Okay, hold on a second. Before you, sure. Let's make sure we don't have any questions. Do you guys have any questions for David? No?
Well, it's not going to be 20 feet high or 21 feet high because it's setting down about 7 feet or something like that.
Well, I'm saying from the pad, though, it's 15-foot sidewall.
From the pad, but not from the street.
Correct.
So
that's
if
correct.
They came in there and leveled it to the street and they put a regular house on there, it's going to be 10 feet higher than this building.
Correct. I'm just saying from the pad, yeah, where we're looking at, they're going to need to add 6 inches, yeah, to a foot to get some, yeah, kind of a platform to build on.
Right.
And then they're going to go up 20 or 15 feet on the side. 412 pitch puts it over 20 feet for the building, yeah, which, yeah, puts it above the trees. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Question? Nope. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead.
Gosh, I don't know where to start. The wall did fail in the back. I didn't build it. He had somebody build it. They built it too high. They didn't have the geogrid engineered, and it did fail. And they tore it down. Excavator came back. They had an engineer. And that's why they stepped it in. And then they upsized their geogrid, and they put in bigger rock, 2-inch clean rock, so that water could go down, and it's weeped out the bottom. I never thought it was the best job of a wall built. It had a little bit of this in it, but so much for construction. I'm not here to represent anything other than Dave wants to build a building there, and he just asking for a little variance. Obviously, you can't get down the side with the machine. Dave's plan is to pave that whole area so that water can't permeate that, because it's just going to be a little bit of space of gravel on each side of it. He was going to pave it all and make it impenetrable to water, so water would have to go over the back. Plus, what comes off the sides into his gutter system, it would grab it and go. So I got a few years on Dave. I'm in my 70s, and I was a builder, too, for a long, long time. And I'm not saying this is the best wall ever built, but the wall's fine, best I can tell. And you know what? If it fails, then that's Dave's problem later on. Right now, I'm just asking for a variance,
yeah,
to do with the overhangs.
Understood. Okay. Any comments or questions?
Just to make sure I'm clear, this is only the overhangs is the issue here. Is it too late that he is committed to buying that building that now he cannot change that, or where is it that?
Well, actually, that's a good question. You know, I asked him the same thing. I said, "Can you change the size of your building?" He said, "Well, Tom, I'm trying to do certain things with the building. You know, I'm trying to get 2 12-foot doors, and that's 24 feet. So you've only got 35 foot. You only got 13 feet of structural wall between those two doors." He said, "I'd like to have some meat in there for strength," and I can't argue with that. The truth of the matter is if you